This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How are you today?
Are you awesome?
Are you ready for a positive boost? I promise you, you're going to get a positive boost today. I do. Now, the boost may not be just a positive, hey, rah-rah boost. No, I don't often do that. About 50% of the time I do that, I try to be upbeat and positive because I am that way. But sometimes it's the practical, tactical stuff that actually makes you go, oh, wow, that got me excited. That boosts you that way. That's what's going to happen today. We're going to talk about goal setting. Well, not goal setting, but how to reach your goals faster. No practical, tactical stuff on this one. More mindset. Very simple thing that you can do right now, today, all day, every day to get your goals faster. Will that work for you? All right, couple of minutes. We'll get there. Hang on for the ride. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Yeah. That old positive, you know, it's funny. Come here. Scott logic kicking in right now. But I remember some of the best motivation I ever had in my life. And I bet you do too. Just go along with me on this and let me know if you're, well, I can hear you. Just think about it, okay? Was there a time when somebody had the responsibility or was forced to basically, what do they call it, a come to Jesus talk? Or kick you in the ass to get your butt out the door? And you didn't like it? And you thought, there's no way to motivate me, and yet you found yourself because somebody was kind enough to do that for you, that everything changed. I think it's very powerful. So we won't do that today, but I do really believe in just being kind of real about things. And having fun too. And occasionally putting the harness on that unicorn. It's awesome. 15 people just left. It's the daily. No, it's me, Scott Smith. Founder, Chief Motivating Officer here at motivationandmove.com. Grateful to have you here today. Grateful on my mind because I just finished the final draft of my book on gratitude. And thank you to the members at motivationandmove.com and the dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Because as I was going through the grind, the grateful grind of the last couple of days to get that book out, I posted over there what I was doing. And I said, how do you express and feel gratitude? And they just went all weekend long. And I just would chime back to them when I could. And they supported this whole thing. It was so cool. It wasn't like they were supporting me. They were just sharing gratitude with other people and teaching other folks how to do that. It was so neat. If you want that kind of audience to hang around, my audience, if you want that kind of person to hang around with, go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's pretty remarkable. They're just really good folks. And I'm very blessed to have them in my life. And they told me they were blessed to have me in theirs too, which is even, well, it's awesome.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So let's talk about goals today and dig in a little bit. Now, the very first thing I must say and ask you is, do you set goals? And there are a number of folks who don't. A number of folks don't believe in it. A number of folks set goals that are actually to-dos. Like, I mean, going to the store today to get potato chips is not really a goal, okay? It's a little bigger than that, maybe. We know over time that goal setting works because you're kind of wired to do that. Now, I just look at it as a basic human thing. It's like, look, water. My goal is to go get water. It's basic stuff. It's all wired into us. Computer imaging, as of late, has really showed us that our brain is wired that way. They can see the colors blink and all that kind of stuff based on how it's going. Basically, what ends up happening is when your focus gets put someplace, you tend to move yourself that someplace. Imagine, you know, 50 years ago, before we had fancy imaging devices, and the folks who came up with the idea through pure observation that this worked. Imagine that. And, you know, we went with it, didn't we? Think and Grow Rich, stuff like that. We just went with it. Nowadays, we actually know it works. And let me ask you a question. If you actually know it works, why would you not do it? So how can you get to those goals faster? Well, if you're ready for it to arrive relatively quickly, I think first off, this is going to help you go smoothly there and enjoy the ride a little bit more and really focus in on some very simple rules that are going to happen for you. So number one rule we have here about reaching a goal, as you go about doing that, make sure that you are playing to your strength. Do what is comfortable for you to do. I didn't say easy. I didn't say you weren't going to have to work your rear end off to get there. But play to your strength in whatever steps you want to do to get there. And what I mean by that is, if you're going to sit down and do something and there's a project in front of you that you're, even when I wrote was working on the book, I played to my strength in terms of the style and the way I like to do it. I sat down and said, I'm going to be a writer now. Let's write it like the writer guy said to write it. No, it's not how Scott writes. I'll clean it up later and let an editor help me with it. So I played to my strength, and my strength, really, frankly, is just kind of being in the moment and understanding how to string things together. So play to your strength. Do what's comfortable for you. When you're just doing you, what do you do? When you're at your best, what do you do? When you talk to somebody, give advice, that natural insight that comes to your mind that makes them go, wow, that was cool. What are you doing? If you play to your strength, first off, you're doing what you do best, which means it's not going to be that difficult for you, even if it's really hard work. It's going to come up better, and you're going to enjoy your day. Number two, and this is probably the hardest one of all. Remember, this is going to be very simple for you. So can you play to your strength and do what's comfortable for you in anything? Just try to do that. Number two, I want you to commit to activities that lead directly to your goal and nothing else. That's it. This is hard to do. There's distractions all day long. But between here and wherever you're going, if it's a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years, between here and there, you're going to be busy with other stuff going on in your life. But there are times when you can commit directly to things that will take you directly to your goal. To the degree that you can do that, you'll get there faster and much more predictably. So every single day that you get out of bed, if you can do this, and it's huge discipline to do it, I get it. Life gets in the way. But to the degree that you can say, okay, wait a second, what activity am I going to do right now that's going to get me to my goal? We talked about David Allen the other day. What's the next action, right? What's the next thing that gets this project done? So when you play to your strength and you only do the next thing and you put the next 25 things off to the side and don't worry about them, just focus, you get where you're going faster. It just makes sense, right? Common sense? Scott logic. Final, very simple thing you can do is never let a day pass without reminding yourself of your strengths and consistently and consciously redirect your focus. So this is, I think, even more difficult because I understand life gets in the way, right? I understand you're fired up. You just went to an event or you listened to a podcast or you read a book and you got an idea and you started getting some momentum going, and then 3 or 4 weeks go by and you're like, ugh, what am I going to do? I feel that way. Well, I did feel that when I got out of bed this morning because I had worked so hard to get this first draft of this book out that when I got done yesterday, I didn't want anything to do with it. I was done. Done. Forget it. It's kind of grumpy, to be honest with you. But what I do is I sat down, I rested. And I started playing with my dogs a little bit. Then first thing this morning, I got up and I thought about how I feel about what has happened and where I'm heading. I said, yeah, okay, cool. I worked to my strengths. And now my strengths are to get back on track and to get back to the gym and all that kind of stuff and consistently direct my focus in the places I want to go. So it's dramatically important that you do that every single day, because if you don't look at what you're doing and consciously direct that focus, you're going to miss days, if not weeks or years, of progress toward your goal. It's a simple proposition here. You can reach your goals so much faster when you avoid distractions that are stranding everybody else in place. It's not that complicated or confusing to get what you want, but it is distracting along the way. So when we learn to focus, play to our strength, do what's comfortable, commit to activities that are going to take us there, and never let a day pass without reminding ourselves of our strengths and refocus our actions, when we do that, we get there. How long? How much faster? Can't tell you. That's up to you in terms of the size of your project, size of your goal, the time restraints involved, and how quickly can you focus in on it? That's it. It can happen very fast. A lot of folks I work with all the time, in fact, again, just what I went through this book, I've done this type of thing a lot. And I tell people, I worked 38 days and just went at it. That was my goal. That was my focus. That's what I did. I played to my strengths and went at it. I'll take a little bit of a breather. Then I got other stuff to do. I'll lock it in for another 30 or 40 days on something else and keep going and then take another break. That's what you do. Okay, tomorrow, getting others to give you a chance. Help! Help! How do you get others to help you? How? Well, we'll go over that tomorrow. It's a kind of a social media thing, but really it's a networking thing. It's how to get people's attention. How do you do that? You're going to like this on tomorrow's show. As you get into the weekend, I'll give you that. That'll help you get a free beer over the weekend or something, okay?